The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 246. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. It's so good to see you. It's Friday. We made it. If you know a little of American history, and specifically about the 1800s before the West was settled by those who migrated from the East, you'll probably be familiar with the phrase, the Wild West. That moniker was coined because during those days before government was established with the accompanying law and order, everyone pretty much did as they pleased. About the only thing that kept any semblance of order was one man's fear of what another man might do to him if he crossed some unwritten code of conduct. To put it bluntly, the very basis of human behavior reigned supreme in much of the Wild West. Today in Judges 17, we'll read about what happens when there is no set authority in place. We'll see what happens when everyone does what he wants. Keep in mind the first and second commandments as we read. The first is, "You shall have no other gods before me," and the second is, "You shall not make idols." Let's begin. Judges chapter 17. There was a man from the hill country of Ephraim named Micah. He said to his mother, "The 1,100 pieces of silver taken from you, and that I heard you utter a curse about, here, I have the silver with me. I took it. Now I return it to you." Then his mother said, "My son, you are blessed by the Lord." He returned the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother, and his mother said, "I personally consecrate the silver to the Lord for my son's benefit to make a carved image overlaid with silver." So he returned the silver to his mother, and she took 5 pounds of silver and gave it to a silversmith. He made it into a carved image overlaid with silver, and it was in Micah's house. This man Micah had a shrine, and he made an ephod and household idols, and installed one of his sons to be his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did whatever he wanted. There was a young man, a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, who resided within the clan of Judah. The man left the town of Bethlehem in Judah to settle wherever he could find a place. On his way, he came to Micah's home in the hill country of Ephraim. "Where do you come from?" Micah asked him. He answered him, "I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, and I'm going to settle wherever I can find a place." Micah replied, "Stay with me and be my father and priest, and I will give you 4 ounces of silver a year, along with your clothing and provisions." So the Levite went in and agreed to stay with the man, and the young man became like one of his sons. Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest and lived in Micah's house. Then Micah said, "Now I know that the Lord will be good to me, because the Levite has become my priest." May God bless the reading of His Word. I want to call your attention first to verse 6, which says, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did whatever he wanted." The chapter began with a man named Micah returning to his mother 1,100 pieces of silver that he had stolen from her. You say, well, that's good. Well, yes, it is, but we have to question his motive. Was it because he realized that stealing was wrong and he was repentant? Well, probably not, because in his statement to her, he said, "You know that silver that was stolen and that I heard you utter a curse about?" You see, it looks like he was more afraid of the effects of a superstitious curse than in right and wrong. Understand the context of when and where these two people live. It's like the Wild West. There's no government, no king, no one to teach or show the people what the law of God said. And they lived amongst a foreign civilization that had as their god the false god Balaam and the worship of Asherah poles. Without proper guidance, this false religion crept into the belief system and lives of God's people. So we see Micah's mother saying, when the silver is returned to her, "I'm so happy that you returned my silver that we should create a carved image and overlay it with silver." Excuse me, but what's that called? Oh, that's right, it's an idol. And then Micah had an ephod and other small idols cast from some of the remaining silver, and he set up his own little shrine or temple in their home. Well, that sounds reasonable to someone who doesn't know God's law. God's people were to bring their sacrifices to the temple, not make their own temple. According to God's law, Micah and his mother's actions were punishable by death. And the hiring of the young Levite from Bethlehem was sort of the pièce de résistance. Levites were to minister in the temple, and they were to be taken care of through the sacrifices brought there. They were not to be priests for hire. It does appear, though, that Micah did not have malice in his heart in all this, because the chapter ends with him saying, "Now I know that the Lord will be good to me because a Levite has become my priest." But the fact remains that what was happening was wrong in the sight of God. Stay tuned to see how this plays out. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll be busy getting my backyard ready for summer. Lots of chores waiting for me. We usually have a few big family get-togethers over the summer months, and there are several honeydews on my list. So yeah, I'll be busy. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.